In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ. It is the Sunday of All Saints. Our Lord Jesus Christ, through his life, death, resurrection, and glorious ascension, gained victory over sin, death, and the devil. In the words of St. Justin Popovich, spiritual son of St. Nikolai of Serbia, in our world, only the God-man Jesus Christ revealed himself stronger than this triple alliance of sin, death, and the devil. It is he himself who destroyed the kingdom of death. It is he who crushed the devil and annihilated sin. Now it is also he who gives to everyone who believes in him as God and Savior the divine human energy of victory. The divine human energy of victory Christ gives, which is capable of vanquishing the kingdom of death, sin, and the devil, the world. St. Justin continues, in reality, only the Christian is the true victor in this world, for he overcomes the greatest enemy of the human race, the three-headed enemy, sin, death, and the devil. So, brothers and sisters, only our Lord, the Lord Jesus, made that possible, that we can participate in his victory, which is our salvation. The saints whom we celebrate today are the victorious Christians that we have identified and honored in the life of the church down through the centuries, as we call them our venerable and God-bearing fathers and mothers and the holy martyrs who offered the ultimate sacrifice. In the words of St. Nectarius of Pentapolis, on the honor that the saints received, he says, our church honors the saints, but not as gods, but as faithful servants, as holy men and women, friends of God. It extols the struggle they engaged in and the deeds they performed for the glory of God and with the action of his grace, in such a way that all that honor that the church gives them refers to God, who has viewed their life on earth with gratification. The glory we show to the saints reflects to the Lord. The Lord's victory has been achieved through them. They have glorified God in their lives. The church honors them, says St. Nectarius, by commemorating them annually through public celebrations and through the erection of churches in honor of their in honor of their name. The church invokes the saints in its prayers as intercessors with God, and also honors their relics and everything that belonged to them, as well as the icons depicting them. The honor given to the saints is an expression of the love of the faithful towards them for their sublime virtues and great struggles, whereby they received the crown of glory. Finally, the honor given to the saints is a confirmation of the love that is burning in our soul for rising to the height of their virtues, which abide as an eternal example for us. If we love righteousness and love virtue and love holiness, we will love the saints. We will love everything about them. Our love and honor of the saints should be a sign of our own love of holiness in our own lives. In the words of St. Peter in his first epistle, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. First letter of Peter. And God says in the book of Samuel, they that glorify me, I will glorify. They that glorify me, I will glorify. That is in essence the saints. As the Lord Jesus said to the Father, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. The saints share in the glory of God, partake of that glory. The glory which the Lord gives the saints is so exceeding great that were men to see a saint as he really is, they would fall on their faces in veneration and awe, for man in the flesh is unable to bear the manifestation of heavenly glory. So says St. Silouan of Mount Athos. If we would see a saint as they are in their glory now in heaven, it would be overwhelming. If it would be overwhelming, we would fall on our faces even before their glory. And as St. Silouan said, continues, he said, but why does the Lord so love man? Because he is love itself, and this love is made known through the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit does man come to know the Lord his Creator, and the Holy Spirit with his grace fills his entire being, his soul, his mind, his body. The Lord gave the saints his grace, and they loved him and clung to him utterly. And if it be thus here on earth, how much more are the saints in heaven united to the Lord in love? If they loved him in this life on earth, how more now is their love united with the heavenly love? And this love is inevitably sweet and proceeds from the Holy Spirit, and all the heavenly hosts are nourished on this love. God is love, and the Holy Spirit in the saints is love. God is love, and the Holy Spirit in the saints is love. By the Holy Spirit is the Lord made known. And by the Holy Spirit is the Lord magnified in heaven. And by the Holy Spirit do the saints glorify God. And with the gifts of the Holy Spirit does the Lord give glory to the saints. And this glory shall have no end. As St. Paul says in one of his letters, we are called to go from glory to glory in our lives, to be elevated in glory to glory, ultimately to the glory of heaven for which we are created, to which the saints witness. But it is too often the case with us that we are wrapped up in ourselves, that we are wrapped up in our own cares and worries, wrapped up in this world and in its promises. The saints we celebrate were wrapped up in the love of God. They were wrapped up in the love of God, and they were wrapped up in God's kingdom and in seeking of that kingdom. And they as well were wrapped up in the love of others and in the service of others, in loving service. And one such saint was our Holy Father Luke of Crimea, the blessed physician, whose commemoration has snuck up on us today, because it is today. June 11th was the day of his repose. The day of his glorification is in March. Because he is such a relatively new saint, he is not yet listed in all the books. But he served others tirelessly and under constant harassment and suffering. He served both as bishop and as a physician and surgeon. Despite constant slander from the communists, he was known as an unselfish, loving physician and spiritual father. And he performed many miracles in his lifetime, both medically and miraculously, and continues to work miracles now. Brothers and sisters, God is wonderful in his saints, wondrous in his saints, and God delights in his saints, and wants his children helping his children. The Lord delights to answer the prayers, the intercessions of his holy ones pleasing unto him, because that gives him satisfaction and joy to hear the petitions of his saints, for his children to be helping his children. St. John of Damascus says, God desires that all be benefited by others, both the living and the departed. He who struggles for the salvation of his neighbors on earth benefits first of all himself, and then all those who are beyond. Our righteous deeds benefit both the living and the departed. The following, finally, is a brief description of our Holy Father and patron, St. Simeon the New Theologian, about when he was serving the liturgy. And when he served the liturgy, his face became like an angel's, and he was penetrated with such light that it was not possible to look freely at him. His mind was bright, clearly beholding the truths of God. He loved these truths with all his fullness, with all the fullness of his heart. Therefore, when he would give a talk, his words went from heart to heart. His words went from heart to heart and were always effective and fruit-bearing. Brothers and sisters, from heart to heart, that's our life with the saints. From heart to heart, in the Holy Spirit, is how the saints communicate with us and how we are called to communicate with them. The Holy Spirit unites us all, says St. Siloam, and so the saints are close to us. The saints are close to us, and when we pray to them, they hear our prayers in the Holy Spirit, and our souls feel they are praying for us. The Lord with his saints, and us with the Lord and his saints. Through the prayers of all thy saints, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.